Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. This week we're talking about pioneer pushback, how the first followers of Jesus, who began to organize themselves as what we call the church community, received a lot of pushback for what they were doing and proclaiming. We're going to study that in the Bible today. That's where we are on Tuesday in our weekly rhythm, where we study the Bible before we try to understand how it applies to us tomorrow and Thursday. For now, we're going to pick up where the story last left off. We've seen the first followers of Jesus meet the risen Jesus, see him ascend from the earth to sit at his Father's right hand in heaven. Then we've seen them wait for the Holy Spirit to come and fill their lives and drive them out to share the good news of Jesus with the entire world. From there, we saw them organizing themselves as a community for the first time, learning some common practices. We even saw Peter healing a man, speaking about it boldly and publicly, speaking about Jesus. And then today, we pick up a little bit more of his bold proclamation and how people responded to it. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power, or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. In that story, I'm sure you can see the conflict that was happening, but without some context, some of it can be a little bewildering. You see, life in first century Judaism really revolved around the temple. It was an important religious place, obviously, the place where God was most tangibly connected to his people on earth. But there was more to it than that. There was great political power centered in the temple as well. Because it was the center of religious authority and power in their land, and because that religion of Judaism permeated every aspect of people's lives, it was really the center of life. People would make pilgrimage there regularly, make sacrifices, worship, pray, gather, make decisions. There was a great economy built up all around the temple in providing what people needed to make the sacrifices. This was not just a religious power center, but a political and economic power center. We see three different groups noted in this reading who have responsibility and power at the temple. The first one was the priests, those who were Levites, who were on rotation, essentially, to work at the temple and to facilitate worship and sacrifices that were happening there at the temple. They obviously had a vested interest in things continuing as they were. This regular cycle of sacrifices actually benefited them because they always got a portion of what was being sacrificed. They were part of a big system, but a very integral part of that temple system. The second group that was mentioned was the temple guard, because the captain of the temple guard was one of those authorities who were investigating Peter and his friends for what they were doing. This was essentially a private police force for the temple. It was that special of a place that didn't want the Roman oppressors coming and policing any of the activities in the temple. It was really a place for the Jews and the Jews alone. And so, we see they have their own private police force, also ripe for corruption. Finally, we see the Sadducees. Sadducees were a highly wealthy and educated powerful council who had a great deal of responsibility over the temple and really all affairs of the Jewish people. It was a fairly new concept. It wasn't one that was based out of the Jews' long history, but rather something that had arisen in, you know, the last couple hundred years before Jesus was born. The Sadducees had amassed for themselves a great deal of power and control over not just the temple, but every aspect of life. I'm sure you can see now just how powerful the people were who lined up against Peter and the other apostles to counter what they saw as a dangerous message. But that's something I want you to think about a little bit today before we explore this in more depth tomorrow. What made this message so dangerous? Think of the different groups. You've heard three already, but there are other groups in this story as well. Think of the different groups you hear about in this story and outline how they each react to the message of Peter and the apostles. Why do you think they react that way? Something you can think about on your own, but I'd encourage you, the best way to do this is with a group. So share this with somebody else you know, from work, from home, the neighborhood, wherever you meet people. If there's somebody you know who might be interested in studying some big questions of life with you, maybe have a little discussion about today's reading and see where it leads. Don't forget, we do read the Bible in sync as a community, as well as these daily challenges, so check our website or app to see today's reading. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.